Okay, good morning everybody. Shavuot Tov and Chodesh Tov. Again, Chodesh Nisan. We're counting down to Chag HaPesach and Zman Chirusenu. Welcome back to Shmir Salashim class learning. We are learning Lilui Nishmaso and Lezecher Nishmaso Tzvi Gershan Ben Yoel V'chana Alav Hashem. May his Neshama have a continuous Aliyah and those chos of the Avodas Hashem we work on mightily together through this year. With Alyssa's wonderful permission and generous permission, it's a chos for Bracha V'gaya Bas Rachel Geta, for Rafua Shalema, and also special dedication. May this year bring a Rafua Shalema Bekarov with good health, a Richus Yabim and Shanim for Zev Wolf, Ben Chaya Sarah Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Let us begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur, please. Ribono Sha'ola, Mihi Ratzon Mefanech Al Rachum V'Chanun, Shetizekeni Hayam U'V'Chol Yom Nishmar Pi U'Lishoni Milashen Haru U'Rechilis, Ve'ezar M'Ledaber Afila Al Yishyachi, V'Kol Shekein Akla Yisrael O'Chelek Mehem, V'Kol Shekein M'Lisru'im Al Midosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ve'ezar M'Ledaber Divrei Sheker Chanufa Mecholkes Ka'as Gaiva O'Naz Tvarim Habanas Parim Leitzanus. Bechol dibur aser, izakeni shelo the daber kim daber hatzarich leinyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yukama asay v'dibrei l'shem shamayim. Amen. So I prepare a special shiur, and I'll tell you why. I always prepare a special shiur for this class, all my classes. But I prepared a special shiur because it struck me so interesting. 30 days kodem achag, shloshim yom kodem achag. We've been in it to speak about inyanei diyom and prepare for the chag. So it's less than shloshim yom kodem achag. It's in less than 2 weeks. Is the first day of Pesach, and one of the inyanei diyoma of Pesach, of course, one of the main mitzvos of Leil HaSeder is v'higadot halabincha. Let's call Hamar Belisaper. So when I sat down yesterday to prepare for this morning shiur, it struck me as so interesting that the whole year we work on not talking. The more we don't talk, the better off we are. I wrote down a couple of examples. And Kedoshim to you, this coming parasha, this coming parasha Sefer Vayikra. We're moving into all the mitzvos and halachos that are aligned to Vayikra. When we come up to Perek Yod Tes, God spoke to Moshe saying, Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, ish aviv imo, ish imo vaviv siro, vesha so say tishmru. So the parasha's Kedoshim begins with the all-encompassing command to be holy. So Chazal have different interpretations, but according to the Ramban, it means not to be anavel b'shus hatar. And it's the different examples of what it means not to be a degenerate within the parameters of Torah. It means don't be a glutton within what's allowed. One of the things the Ramban speaks about to Vayikra 19:2 is speech. He gives examples of how much a Talmud Chacham is with his wife, and how much meat you eat, and how much wine you drink. And one of the things that the Ramban writes is you shouldn't speak excessively. If you speak excessively, you're a novel b'shus haTorah. Ramban to Vayikra 19:2, and he says, Lo sach Rabbi Chiya sicha b'teila la'olam. Rabbi Chiya never spoke a wasted word. That's one example. Another a Mishnah that I'm currently teaching in a different venue, my Pirkei Avos class, the Mishnah tells that I just taught about this Mishnah, not this aspect, but Pirkei Avos, Perek Av, Mishnah Tesvav. Shamai Omer, Asei Torascha Kva, Emor Ma'at, Asei Harbe, Vehiv Makabas Kodam B'Sever Panim Yafos, Emor Ma'at, only speak a little bit, Asei Harbe, the actions are what count. You should only speak a little bit. One more. The Chofetz Chaim says, in the beginning of our Sefer, Klal Hadvarim, in the Hakdama, to our Sefer that we're learning, Klal Hadvarim b'diburav shal adam yachol livroa olamot ula hachariven. You have to remember, in the Hakdama, the Chofetz Chaim says, the summation of the matter is that with words, man can create worlds, and with words, man can destroy worlds. And in my own personal avoda, I strive so hard, you can't imagine as a result of this class how much this has changed my speech. The things I try very hard not to speak about, even if they're public knowledge. The extra words I try very hard not to say, if it's not necessary to say them. How much I strive and daven Hashem should help me not to talk about other people, not to use crass speech, extra speech, slanderous speech. So the whole year we work on not talking. And then we come to Leil HaPesach, and we come to Chag HaPesach, and it's the exact opposite. So when I sat down to prepare for today's shiur, when I sat down yesterday, I thought it would be worthwhile to go through the mitzvah of talking, because we spend so much time not talking, and yet when we come to Leil HaSeder, we have the mitzvah of, the whole Leil HaSeder is based on the Haggadah. This is our instruction manual for the Leil HaSeder. Haggadah means lahagid. Ani rotza lahagid lecha mashu. I want to tell you something. So the whole guidebook that we use for Leil HaSeder is called Haggadah to tell. So, of course, Magid, all the main crux of the Seder is Magid, and Magid further means to tell. So we have such a strong inyan of speaking on Leil HaSeder, which really goes contrary to our behavior the whole rest of the year. And we say in the Haggadah, towards the end of Magid, almost at the end of Magid, right before the two paragraphs from Hallel, that we say before the concluding bracha Magid, the Baal HaGadah says, "Bechol dar v'dar chayav adam." In each and every generation, a person is obligated lirot et atzmo ki luhu yatsamei Mitzrayim. Every single person in every generation, no matter where and when you live, must see yourself as if you left Egypt. Shenemar, what's the proof that you have to see yourself as if you left Egypt? That we say in the Gada, "V'igadato labincha bayom hahu lemer ba'avurza asah Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim." That is from Shemos 13:8, Parshas Bo. The pasuk says, "V'gadata labincha bayam hulemer." You should tell, speak, relate to your son on that day, saying, "Ba'avurza, because of this, asah Hashem li." So that means I was in Egypt. I have to tell my son because of this, God did for me. But say, see. When I left Egypt, Lois of Oseinu Bilvad Ga'al Kosh Baruch Hu. Again, passage right from the end of Magid, before we say Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and Betzei Sisrael, and then we make the concluding bracha. This is how we sort of finish Magid before the two kapitach of Tehillim of the Hallel. Lois of Oseinu Bilvad Ga'al Kosh Baruch Hu. Not only our forefathers alone did God redeem, Ela Afo Sanu Ga'ali Mehem. Even we were redeemed along with our forefathers. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ve'osanu Hotzi Misham. Hashem took us out of Egypt, in order to bring us to the land that he swore to our forefathers. And then we say, "Lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos lehala leshabeich lefaer leromeim lehader leverach ulekale ulealeu kales." We have 9 terms of shavach, and I saw I'm preparing shir that I believe it's a Vilna God who brings down, that there are 9 corresponding to 9 makos, these 9 terms of praise in the paragraph of Lefichach. Lahodos lahala, l'shabech, l'fa'er, l'rameim, l'hader, l'varech, l'ale, u'lekalis. I counted them as I went through them. 9 terms of shevach corresponding to the first 9 makos, and the 2 paragraphs of Hallel that we say immediately after this paragraph correspond to makos bechoros. So we talk, we speak, we laud, we praise, we glorify, we bless. All terms denoting using the power of speech to bless Hashem for the one lamish asan avaseinu vilanu eskolanisima elu. We went from slavery to freedom, miyagon lesimcha, from sighing, from groaning, from pain to rejoicing, ume evil, and from mourning liyom tov to a wonderful day, ume afela lo argadol, from the darkest darkness of galos to the great gray light, ume shibud the geula, and from slavery to freedom, v'nomar lefan of shira chadasha, and we will say before mashir chadasha. So we see here there's a tremendous focus in these 2 paragraphs on using your speech, as we read, in each generation a person must see himself as if he left Egypt. You should tell your son on that day. And furthermore, we talk about 9 terms of praise corresponding to the 9 makos, says the Vilna Gaon, of praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the last 2 paragraphs of Hallel that conclude Magid are corresponding to makos bechorah. So we have a mitzvah on Seder night to talk. And usually we have a mitzvah to be quiet. And Davka, on this night, we have a mitzvah to speak. So, remember, we're going through the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, about not talking. We're also going to go right now into the Rambam, but we're going into his Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. We're going to Mitzvah 157, positive mitzvah, Mitzvos Aseh Kuf Nun Zayin of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, because I'm like, don't talk, don't talk, don't talk. Tonight you are supposed to talk. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing with you. Oh, wait, I just have to get it on my screen. 1 second, please. It is, it's prepared. I just have to open it up. Here it is. Now I'm going to screen share with you. Here we go. Okay, could you see my screen? Alyssa, could you see my screen? Okay, so this is the Rambam. The Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh Kuf Nun Zayin, that you could see here at the top of the screen. So what is the positive mitzvah, the positive biblical mitzvah, Mitzvah 157? He should savinu l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah to tell, davka to speak, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, b'leo chamish asar minisan, b'tchilas halayla, on the night of the 15th, the Korban Pesach was sacrificed on the 14th, Bein Ha'arbayim. And then on the night of the 15th, you sit down on the night of Nisan, B'tchilas HaLayla, at the beginning of the light, Kefit Sachus Lashon HaMesvaper, according to the eloquence of the language of the speaker. And we know, Chol Amar B'Sapar Reza Meshubach. So this is unlike tefillah. When you pick up the siddur, yes, you of course have Ul Avda B'Chol Vavchem, the tefillos of your heart. But when it comes to tefillah, there's a set structure. It's composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And not only do you have to stick that structure, you're not allowed to add. It's a sin. You're not allowed to in the bracha Magen Avos. You can add other names. You can say Hashem is the Magen Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David and Shlomo. You're not allowed to say he's the Magen Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah Rivka Rachel and Leah. You're over. You're not allowed to add. So when it comes to the rest of the year, to the tefillos that we say, you're not allowed to add. You could, of course, add in Shema Koleinu. You have the tefillah of your heart, and you talk to the Ribbono Shel in that sense. But you can add to the structure of the tefillah. But on Leil Chamisha Asar Benisan, so the Haggadah is the structure. And of course, you go through everything in the Haggadah. But Chol Hamar B'Lesaper, you want to tell more about the miracles. You want to add the Divrei Torah. You should go beyond the structure of the Haggadah. And there is Mamisha Mitzvah to talk. Lesaper B'Yitziat Mitzrayim, to tell about the Exodus from Egypt on the night of the 15th of Nisan, B'Tchilas HaLayla, at the beginning of the night, kifid sachus lashon ha-mesaper, according to the eloquence of the language of the speaker, v'chol mi sheyosif b'ma'amar, anyone who adds to the talking. So don't only stick to the text. You want to say Dvar Torah by this part. You want to say Dvar Torah by that part. You want to tell a personal experience that will help impart to your children what Yitzias Mitzrayim means. When one time you had a Yeshua, you should talk. V'chol misha yosi b'mamar. V'ya'arich ha-dvarim. And anyone who adds to the accounting and elaborates with more and more words. V'hagdalas masha asalanu Hashem. About the greatness of all God did to us, umasha asulanu hamitzrim. We don't only talk about the yitzia. Don't forget, we also talk about the shibur. We talk about avadimayinu. We eat mara to remember the bitter lives. We eat charosis to remember the bricks and the mortar. We dip karpus in salty water to remember the tears. So not only are we talking about masha asalanu Hashem, what God did in terms of redeeming us, but also umasha asalanu hamitzrim. What did the Egyptians do? What was the torture? What was the slavery? So at the Pesach state of the past couple of years, maybe I'll do it again, we took out my grandfather's memoirs. It's called In 7 Camps in 3 Years. He left us 7 pages of memoirs. I mentioned it many times. It was written in Yiddish, and my mother paid and had it professionally translated into English. And you should read some of that if it makes the Shibud Mitzrayim more accessible and understandable. So that is Ma'arich L'Saper. And you should also talk about not only what God did, Masha Asalanu HaMitzrim, that they threw the babies into the Nile River and they tried to exterminate Knesset Yisrael. May all the Hamas, the great burden that they put upon us of the theft and the thievery they put upon us, Sarei Misim, L'mana Noso B'Sivlosam, and this is all things that we talk about at Leil HaSeder, Ve'eich L'kach Hashem Nikmaso Mehem, and you should talk about how God took revenge from the Egyptians, Ulahodos lo yisala, and you should thank Hashem, you should praise Him. We saw 9 terms of giving thanks, lefa'er, leromim, lahader, and you should praise the one most high. Al kol tov shegamalu, all the good that He did for us. Ye yoser tov, that's what will be yoser tov. V'chol misha yosif b'mamar, v'ya'arich hadvarim, kama. Anyone who adds to the speech, could you not see me because there's too much light coming in? Should I close this? That's better. Is that better? Is that better? Yeah? Okay. V'chol misha yosif b'mamar v'yarich hadvarim. Anyone who adds additional speaking and elongates and takes more time to speak, comma. For example, the great things that God did for us, the terrible things that the Egyptians did to us, how God took nekama against them, and gives thanks to Hashem for all the good. Yeah, yoser tov. It's better. It's better to be ma'arich b'dvarim and yosif b'mamar, ma'amar, omer, dvarim. It's better to talk more. Kemo she'amru, like Chazal say, v'chol ha'marich l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. So on this night, we dafka have a mitzvah. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you have a mitzvah to sit down at the Seder table and start talking Lashon Hara a lot. No, chas v'shalom. But on this night of year, don't count your words. Don't be so exacting. Don't think, oh, you know, Hashem gave me a certain amount of words to speak. Should I use them up on this or should I save them for that? No, chol ha'marich l'saper. If you have anything to say that will contribute to the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shibud Mitzrayim, not in that order, and Shevach to Hashem for the Geula, then you should talk about it. Harezeh Meshubach, it's more praiseworthy to speak more. The Hakasuv Sheba'al Atzivu Hazeh, what is the Torah-based source? What is the Pasuk in the Torah from which we derive this commandment to talk. Who, Amro, is the Pasuk? V'igadata labincha b'yom hahu. You should tell your son on that day. So where is that from? Perek Yud Gimel. It's right here. Perek Yud Gimel. Could you see my screen? I switched to a different Pasuk. Okay, good. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, and I'm highlighting it for you on my screen. V'higadato labincha b'yom hahu leimer. And this is the Pasuk that the Rambam quotes. How do you know we have a positive mitzvah asay? He counted as a mitzvah asay Kufnun Zayin 157 to speak a lot, because usually we don't speak a lot. In fact, we're learning the Rambam Hilchos Deos, where he says, don't talk, don't talk. And now he says, you know, you should talk. So there's a Torah obligation to speak on the Leil Tesvav Nisan, as the Pasuk says, and there's the Pasuk the Rambam quotes, V'higadot ha'labincha b'yamahu lemar, and you should tell your son on that day, saying, ba'avur zav, because of this, asah Hashem li, God did to me, but say, see me Mitzrayim, V'higadot ha'labincha, the Torah commands you to speak. That's the Pasuk the Rambam says, is the source for this mitzvah's ase, v'ha'kasuv sheba'al atzivu, hezehu amro, v'higadot ha'labincha b'yamahu, and the Pasuk that is the source for this mitzvah's ase, is the Pasuk that we just looked at in Parshas Bo, that you should tell your son on that day. Oh, now he quotes an excerpt that we say in the Haggadah. So I'm going to go through it with you in the Haggadah. And the Rambam here quotes this excerpt. In the beginning of the Haggadah, more towards the beginning of Magid, okay, right after the four sons, we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. And right after Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, we say Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. There's so many lashonos of speaking. Even that, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah spoke against or about four sons. So many lashonos of talking and expressing and lauding and praising and expounding upon on this night. So after Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, we have the four sons. And right after the four sons, the Haggadah reads as follows. The reason I'm taking a break for a minute from the Rambam is because this is what the Rambam is about to quote. The Haggadah says, Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. It is possible, you might think, that the mitzvah to talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim and Shibud Mitzrayim, not in that order, begins from Rosh Chodesh, which was yesterday. So maybe we should sit down yesterday and we should have a Seder all about talking about Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitziat Mitzrayim. Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. One might think the obligation to speak about Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is our Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Lomer Bayamahu. No, the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk the Rambam just quoted, you should tell your son on that day. So you might think you should tell your son on that day. Which is that day? Any that day? Does it mean the expression on that day could mean only during the daytime? Maybe the Torah is telling me that I should tell my son every day of the year, but not at night. What happened? But that's not what we do. Actually, we sit down at night. So what does bayamahu mean? Ibayamahu? Does it mean only during the day? Yachal mi bodyam. You might think it means only during the day. Which day? Any day of the year that you want? No. Talmud Lomar continues the Haggadah. No. The Pasuk says, ba'avurzeh. The Pasuk says, V'higadato l'bincha, you have a mitzvah to tell your son. This is the foundation of the mitzvah's asay, to speak a lot on Leil HaSeder, and to tell your son. Does it mean Yachal Mei Rosh Chodesh, that I should sit down on Rosh Chodesh Nisan yesterday, and for 2 hours fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of telling about Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim? No. How do you know? Because Bayamahu, it says on that day. Maybe it means any day of the year, as long as the sun is shining, but it doesn't mean at night. No. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, Ba'avur Zeh, because of this. Zeh in Chumash indicates pointing to something. Zeh Keili Va'anvehu, Elokei Aviv Aram. Menu Perak Tesva Pasuk Beis in the Book of Shmos Parshas Bashach Shvi Shal Pesach Zekeli means this is my God. Rashiv Chalaviyam Mashalo Ra'ay Yecheska Ben Buzi. They saw the Ribono Shalom, so to speak. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Parshas Bo 12:2. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Hashem showed Moshe, the Levana Bechidusha. Moshe didn't understand when to declare Rosh Chodesh. Hashem showed him Zeh, when the moon looks like this. So Ba'avur Zeh means, Ba'avur Zeh, Lo Amarti, Ela, Bishashu Yeshu Matzo, Umaru, Munachem, Lefanecha. The fact that the Pasuk says, the Gadol Abincha, you should tell your son, Mitzos Asei Kufnun Zayin, according to the Rambam, to speak. When should I speak? Bayamahu? What's Bayamahu? Does it mean any day that I want? No. It means Ba'avur Zeh. Zeh indicates you're pointing to something. Zeh Keli, I'm pointing to God, Kaviyachol. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, God pointed, so to speak, to the moon. This is a kosher animal. Hashem showed Moshe, which is the kosher animal. Moshe held it out for the people. But avur zeh means, says the Haggadah, but avur zeh, you should say yourself, because of this. Because of what? When there is matzah and maror resting before you, that's when you should tell your son, when is there matzah and maror munachem lefanecha? On the night you have tesvav nisa, when you eat the korban pasach, going back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, here we are, v'igadot lebincha. This is what I just told you. You should tell your son, Yachom Rosh Chodesh. Maybe that means from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tamal Omer, Bayamahu. No, because the pasuk continues, Shemos 13:8. On this day, Ibayamahu. Does that mean any day of the year that I want, as long as the sun is shining like today? Tamud omer ba'avur zeh. No, says the Rambam, and we say this in the Gada, ba'avur zeh. Lo amarti el b'shah she'esh matzu umaru menachem lefanecha. What does it mean? When do you fulfill the mitzvahs asi de oraisa of telling your son, of speaking, of using your voice? Don't count your words on this night. Of course, to count your words for Lashon Hara. Count your words when it comes to stress. Don't give in to ka'as and gaiva on leitzanos, chas v'sham. But you should talk, and you shouldn't be so measured in your speech. Anything that helps you feel that you left Egypt, b'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam lirot et atzmo kilu hu yatzam emitzrayim. That's a passage that we quoted right at the end of Magid. Whatever brings you to that state, reading my grandfather's Holocaust memoir, sharing a personal story of Ashkacha Pratis at the table. Of course, you go through all the halachos of Lel Seder, but you should talk. At the time when there's matzu mar munachem lefanecha, when is that? Says the Rambam. Klomer mitchilas halayla ata misoper. Says the Rambam, from the beginning of the night, that is when you start to speak. I did not want that to come on the screen. From the beginning of the night, that, oh, Hashem, that is when you start to speak. Okay. V'lashon mechilta. And the Mechilta teaches, Miklal Shenemar Kiyush Alcha Bincha. Now the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. The pasuk that he now quotes is also from Perak Yud Girmo of Shemos, and it's in pasuk Yud Dalet. Look on the screen. A different pasuk tells us, so we were just expanding upon Perak Yud Girmo pasuk Ches. And now we move to Perak Yud Girmo pasuk Yud Dalet. Vahaya Kiyush Alcha Bincha Machar. Lemar, it will be when your son will ask you tomorrow, Mazos. What's this? Remember, Kereged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. V'amarta Elav, and you should say to your son, when your son says tomorrow, tomorrow, says Rashi, doesn't only mean tomorrow, it means after a time. The sons of the generations will ask their parents, what's this? V'amarta Elav, and you should say to him, B'chozek Yad Hotzi Anu Hashem Mimitzrayim, Mibes Avadim, with a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. So here we have V'haya Kish Alcha Bin Chamachar. So the Rambam is going to address a different kasha here. And what's the kasha of the Rambam? Miklal Shenemar Kish Alcha Bin Cha Yachal Iim Yishal Cha Bin Cha Ata Magido. Does this pasuk mean, Parshas Bo, Perag Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Dala, that only if your son will ask you? Then you should tell him. Maybe that's what you could think. Ki yishalcha bin chaleimor. When? If your son will ask you tomorrow, what is this? So the Rambam quotes the Mechilta. Because it says ki yishalcha bin chamachar, because your son will ask you, does that mean im yishalcha bin char? Only if he asks you, then you tell him? Is that what it means? And if he doesn't ask you, you don't tell him? No. Tamud lomar vihigadatal bin char. No, because the pasuk says you shall tell your son. Afo pisha ein chasho'alcha. Even if he doesn't ask you, you should still tell. So it doesn't mean if he asks you, it means when he asks you. If he never comes to ask you, you should still tell him, because the pasuk says, you are commanded to begin speaking. Don't be so measured in your words tonight. Don't say, should I say this? Shouldn't I say it? Does it need to be said? Say it. Ainli alabisman sheyesh. Oh, now the Rambam asks a very good kasha. This sounds like it's only if a person has a son. Now, not everybody. Not everybody is benched with children. So are they potter from this mitzvah satsi? Because it seems to be, from all the sources, we looked in the Haggadah, we're going through this Rambam, this mitzvah satsi kufnan zayin, we're looking in the psukim upon which the mitzvah is based, and it seems to be that it's only if you have a son. Let's say a person does not have a son. So then what? Ein li bisman sheyesh lo ben. It seems to be that it's only if a person has a son. Beino lebein atzmo. Let's say he doesn't have a son. He's sitting at the Seder table by himself. Beino lebein atzmo. It's only him at the table. Last year with coronavirus, many people were in this situation. Are they potter from a mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim? They're not even talking to anybody. Who are they talking to? Themselves. Beino levein atzmo. Beino levein acherim. What if he doesn't have a son, but he has other people at the table? Others, but not his son. Do you have to tell? Minayin? Yes, absolutely. Talmud Lomar. What's the source of this? That you're not potter from the mitzvah's ase of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you don't have a son, you have to tell yourself. If you're sitting at the table with other people, you have to tell the people. What's the mitzvah, basis for this mitzvah saseh? So it's again a pasuk from Perek Yud Gimel. Okay, so all these pasukim, we went through Perek Yud Gimel pasuk ches, as in quoted in the Kal Gadol, mitchil yachal mirosh chodesh. Perek Yud Gimel pasuk yudalit is v'haya kiyush al chabincha, kiya omar. If your son says to you, maybe he'll ask you. So if he doesn't ask you, should you tell him? Yes, apsachlo. And finally, the Rambam quotes this pasuk from Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. By Yomer Moshe El Ha'am, Moshe says to the nation, Zachor et Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day that you left Egypt from the house of slavery, because with a strong hand, God took you out. And you shouldn't eat chametz. Zachor et Hayom Hazeh. So the Rambam says this pasuk, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel, is the source where even if a person doesn't have a son, even if he's at the table all by himself, even if he's at the table with neighbors or friends and not his children, he still has to tell. Why? Because it's a zachor. Remember this day that you left Egypt. So let's look back at the Rambam here. How do you know? Bayomer Moshe Alaham zachor tayam azab, because Moshe said to the people, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Dal. We just looked it at the screen. Perek Dal, Perek Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel. Remember this day that you left Egypt. Rotza Lamar means to say Shehu Tziva Lizichro. It's a command to remember. So the command to remember is fulfilled through speaking. And there's a command to remember whether a person has a son or does not have a son, whether he's by himself or with others, whether he's with his neighbors or with his children. He has to remember. Just like everyone has to remember Shabbos, irrespective of who they're remembering it to, so too you have to remember Zachor Etzitzias Mitzrayim, the Kfar Yadata, Lashon Amram, Vafilu, and we all know, he says, the Rambam says, and you all know the Lashon of the sages, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim. Kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim es haTorah kula. You can't say, you know, I'm such a Talmid Chacham, I know all the divrei Torah. What am I speaking about? I'm potter. So the Rambam here clarifies that be'etzem, no one's potter. If your son asks you, if he doesn't ask you, you should tell him. If you don't have a son, beino lebein atzmo, you're chayev. If you're sitting at the table with other people, you're chayev. You have a mitzvah to speak more and more and more on this night. And what if the last excuse you want to give is, I'm so smart, kulanu chachamim, everyone is wise, kulanu nivonim, we're all discerning, bina, kulanu miyodim, esatara kula. We know the whole Torah, I'm a baki and all of Torah, so why do I have to sit down and tell this word? It's a waste of words. Maybe tonight I should be potter, because you think to yourself, know this all already. I've been through it every day, every year since I was born or since the age of chinuch. So I'm going to save my words. No. Mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'yetziyah Mitzrayim. Don't be mistaken. There is a mitzvah upon us to tell. Lasaper, lomar, lidaber, lahagid. Speak, tell. The kvar yisparad mishpatei mitzvah zu b'so psachem. And we already clarified the details of this mitzvah at the end of psachem. So this is the Rambam, and it's very, very clear from the Rambam. Kol misha yo Yosif b'mamar v'yarich hadvarim yoser tov. It's better, and he proved it from the pesukim in Perek Yud Gimel. He went through Perek Yud Gimel pasuches. Let's review them over here. V'higadato lebincha b'yamahu leimar, and this is a passage from the Agada. Yochem mibod yom talmid lomar ba'avur zeh b'shal sheish matzumar menachem lefenecha v'higadato lebincha. Then you might think, based on pasuk yudalev, v'haya kiyushal chabincha mecher. It'll be only if my son will ask me. What if I don't have a son? What if my son never asks me? If your son doesn't ask you, apsachlo. If you don't have a son, Tell to yourself. Beino levein atzmo. And finally, what's the source that everyone is chayv, whether they have a son or don't have a son, whether the son asks or doesn't ask, whether he's a chacham and a novon and he knows kol haTorah kulo. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am zachar et hayom hazeh. You have a mitzvah of zechiras Miriam. Alyssa, we've learned that together in this class. I believe it's Devarim 24:9. Love. We've learned it together with the Ramban. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Miriam. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. You have a mitzvah to remember this day. Who is chayv in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everybody. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim? Through speaking. Let's go to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch is now on my screen. My Sefer HaChinuch is right here. Well, here's I put on the screen for you so everybody could see. Right. So this is Sefer HaChinuch, compilation of mitzvahs. It was written anonymously in the 1300s, as we know. So the Chinuch is a compilation of the count of the mitzvahs in the Torah. And this is mitzvah Chof Aleph. Okay, so the Chinuch counts mitzvah 21. Kav Aleph. And what is Mitzvah 21? Parshas Bo. Mitzvah Tzipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. It is the mitzvah to tell over about the Exodus from Egypt. L'saper b'inyan Yitziat Mitzrayim B'leil Tatvav B'nisan. It is a mitzvah, says the Chinuch, to tell about the matters regarding the Exodus from Egypt on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Kol Echad Kifitzachos L'shonos. So that is clearly a paraphrase, if you remember. That's how the Rambam began his Mitzvah 157. Each one according to the clarity and the eloquence of his language. So someone who's more eloquent might speak more. Someone who's less eloquent might speak less. Someone, a powerful orator, may say it in a more flowery language. A more simple speaker, more simple. But however, your ability to speak and according to the eloquence of your speech, you should talk. Ula halel, l'shabeach, l'shem yisparach, and to give praise and laud to Hashem yisparach, al kol anisim sha'asa lanu sham, over all the miracles, sh'nemar, like the pasuk says in Shemos Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. So again, it's clear that the source for this mitzvah is v'higadat olabincha, you should tell your son. V'kvar perishu chachamim, and the sages already expand in the Mechilta, the mitzvah hagada zehu b'lal tatva b'nisim b'sha achilas matzah. So it's very clear, according to the sages, Sefer Chinuch tells you that the mitzvah of Haggadah, the Hagid, to tell, the saper, to speak, to give over, is on the night of the 15th of Nisan, at the time of achilas matzah. So it's not just the actual fulfillment of that. You could always tell by Yitzias Mitzrayim. You want to say Dvar Torah about Parshas Bo or about the Ten Makos at your Shabbos table. It's great. It's a beautiful Dvar Torah. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah to speak excessively about Yitzias Mitzrayim is on the night of Tesvon Benisan at the time of Achilas Matzah. Umasha Amar HaKasuv Lebincha. And what about the fact that the Pasuk says V'higadta Lebincha Ki Yishalcha Bincha Leimar Lav Dafka Bino. It doesn't only mean your son, as the Gemara says in Pesachim. Here's a new source that the Rambam did not quote. So the Chinuch says, "Ela afilu im kol bria." With any creature, with any creation, you have someone at their table who never went through a non-affiliated Jew, perhaps, someone who never went through the experience of the Haggadah before and Leil HaSeder before. You know, I think that's hard to find because it's such a cultural holiday that many have some association with. Still remember that many years ago, one of the people that my husband worked with in the office, a Jew, he once said to my husband, "Moshe, you wouldn't like my matzah brine. Naba, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. It's made with bacon." True story. He's a Jew. So who should you tell to? Does it only mean bincha? That's a true story. Umasha Amar Kasuv Bincha. Why does the pasuk say to your child? Lav davka bino. The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tazayin, it doesn't mean only your son. Ela afilu im kol bria. But you shouldn't think. There are people who do not have children, either yet or do not have children. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam decree. We don't understand why, but that's what you're potter from this mitzvah. So you could look at the sources. Say, I have nothing to do with this mitzvah. Chalila v'chas. Mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitzias mitzvah. We call amar b'lesaper. That's where we began. Hareza meshubach. If you don't have children, you have to be mesaper. If you're sitting at the Seder table by yourself, you gotta tell. V'inyan ha-mitzvah, and the matter of the mitzvah, says the Sefer Chinuch, Chaf Aleph, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, She'yizkar ha-nisim, what's the point of the mitzvah? You should remember the miracles, v'ha-inyanim, and the matter, She'eru la'avoseinu b'yitziyat Mitzrayim, you should remember the miracles, and the matters that occurred, that happened, that were done for our forefathers when it came to the Exodus in Egypt, v'eich la'kach ha-kal yisbrach, nikmaso mehem, and how God took kama, revenge on the Egyptians. So it's not only that they threw the babies into the river, which they did. The Esam Aleinu Elu Habanim, we say it in the Haggadah, and our travails, our toil. These are the children, like Paro said, Kala Ben Hayuar, Hayulada Ari Tashlichu, V'chal Batachai. We quote this in Magdiv. They killed the babies. That's not only what you should talk about. You should talk about that. You should talk about Vayotzienu Hashem Misham. You should talk about God took Nakama. Those are the Esam Makos. V'afil Lebeno Levein Atzmo. Im Ein Sham Acherim. So this was clearly the case for many people. Last year, Pesach, when the height of the coronavirus pandemic, Hashem Yirachem, as it affected our communities, there were many people, talk alone, afilu beino, and this year might be the same, afilu beino lebein atzmo, im ein sham acherim, chayav, whoo, look how this line relates to our class, chayav lohotzi hadvarim mipiv. Every time I try and highlight it, I get a new screen. Here we go. It's good now. Afilu beino lebein atzmo im ein sham acherim. So you could think, I could think about it in my head. Doesn't that make sense? You could think about it in your head, excuse me. I could think about it in my heart. I could skim the Haggadah. I don't have to say the words. No. Afilu bein ola bein atzmo, even if you're at the Seder table by yourself, im ein sham achirim, if there's no one else with you. It's not just a mitzvah to tell. The chinuch says it even stronger. Chayav lahotzi hadvarim mipiv. You have to actually speak the words. Literal translation, he is obligated to take the words out of his mouth. It's not a night where you say, you know, I'm very careful now. Even, Alyssa, you should know, if I read articles on the Jewish websites, and clearly that's Ba'apa Talesa, and it's public knowledge, I don't forward them. I don't discuss them, even though sometimes I really want to. I don't forward them, and it used to be before, I would just, I'm not even talking about publicly, I'm just talking about like forwarding to my husband. If it's Lashon Hara and it's clearly public knowledge, okay, I'm not talking about posting it on like social networking, I won't even forward it to my husband as you know, as a point of interest. If he wants to find it by himself, he could also go into Yeshiva World News and find it. So I'm so conscious, really, in Nachnu Maspikim Behold Osach, if Oz and Shema should have a really gross Aliyah, because it's really, really, I try very hard. It's changed my life. But it's fascinating. It's just that my internet connection is unstable. Let's daven to Hashem that that's not going to be the case. Is it choppy? Am I okay? Is it clear? Yeah, okay. V'afilu beinu lebein atzmo, m'ein shem achirim, chayiv lehotzi hadvar mipiv. Don't count your words on this night. Speak them. You have an obligation, instead of closing your mouth. Remember we learned in the Gemara, Hashem made the tongue with two guards, two gates. The teeth, I can't talk and do it, but the teeth are one gate, and the lips are another. Close your whole mouth. Your tongue is behind a lot of barriers. It's on purpose. Remember, we learned the yesed tia alas nechalisa. When you go to war, you should have an implement. And we learned the Gemara that says yesed tia alas nech. When you hear something that's forbidden, you should put your fingers into your ears. Remember, you should take your earlobes and fold them up. So the way Hashem created the body is to prevent us from speaking excessively and hearing excessively. But on this night, you are chayav not to think it in your heart. Ula abda b'chol avavchem. Not to think about it and contemplate in your mind. You have an actual mitzvah to take words out of your mouth. Why? Kidei sheyisorer libo bedavar. Because the heart becomes aroused about speaking about something. So now this helps us understand Shmiras HaLashon as well. Speaking about something negative will arouse your heart with negative feelings. With feelings of jealousy, with feelings of gaiva, with feelings of want to take nakama. It'll bring you to speak more negative. It works both ways. Speaking about matters arouses the heart. So when it comes to Shmiras HaLashon, I have to be very careful, because speaking about a matter will arouse the heart. It'll make me speak more negative. It'll make me see more negative. It'll arouse more animosity in my heart. On the Leil Shipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, I am an obligation to take words as much as possible out of my mouth according to the eloquence of the speaker, because that will arouse the heart, because the Chinuch says it b'feirush, ki b'dibur yit orer haliv. Because it's a fact. Through speech, the heart becomes awakened and aroused. So it depends what you're speaking about. If you're speaking about matters in the news that are not worthy of speaking about, because it's a juicy piece of gossip, and certainly everybody knows it because it's total public knowledge, that's a problem. It'll be misore your heart to speak more negative. If you're speaking about the rabbi's drasha and shul and you didn't enjoy it, and it's going to bring everyone at the table to arouse their heart to speak about the last time the drasha was so bad and how long davening slaps and the Baal Tefillah took forever and there were so many songs and what was that tune for Kedusha? It'll be misore your heart. I'm just giving random examples, chas v'shalom. This is not what you should speak about. But here the chinuch touches upon something that is so relevant to our class. Ki deisha yisora libur b'davar ki b'dibur yitorer halei. Because you should know, speech has an effect on your emotions, on your intelligence, on your psyche, on your heart, and what you speak about brings arousal to the heart. So if you speak negative, your heart is aroused for negative. And if you speak positive, on Leil Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, even to yourself. Do you see what the Chinuch said? If you're the only one sitting at the Seder table, it's not enough to say the words quietly or to whisper, to say them under your breath. Chayav lahotzi hadvarim mipiv. You're sitting at the table by yourself. You need to talk. Don't say, Hashem gave me X amount of words to speak, so I'm not going to say this. Speak them. Misharshei mitzvah zu. What's the root of this mitzvah? Masha kasu b'karban pesach. I already told you the root of the mitzvah of karban pesach. Very nice, beautiful comment. Maybe that's why we should hear ourselves when we daven. Very nice. We need to be olive enough to hear ourselves. It arouses our hearts to connect to Hashem at the time of tefillah. Very nice. Chana Wasserman's comment just posted to everyone. I just read it for the online listeners as well. Perhaps that's why when we daven, it should be audible for you to hear yourself, the Amida, because speaking the words arouses your heart. Beautiful. At the time of tefillah. Beautiful. Okay, Mishar Shem Mitzvah Zu, Masha Kasu B'Karban Pesach. The root of this mitzvah is what I wrote by the Karban Pesach. So again, we're in a mitzvah Chof Aleph, but I went back to mitzvah Hey, because mitzvah Hey is the mitzvah Hey is mitzvah Shchitas HaPesach. So the Chinuch says the root of this mitzvah is the same as the root of mitzvah Shchitas HaPesach. So what does this Chinuch write? What is the mitzvah that is the shoresh, the root of mitzvah Shchitas HaPesach? One sentence. Mishar shei mitzvah zu, kidei she yizkru hayuhudim la'ola. It's not on the screen. The reason it's not on the screen is because the Chinuch tells you, refer to mitzvah 5. Okay, Mishar shei mitzvah zu kidei she yizkru hayuhudim laolam hanisim hagedolim she'asah lahem Hashem b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the root of mitzvah shchitas haPesach, and the Chinuch says that's also the root of mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. Again, I'll repeat it and now translate it. Mishar shei mitzvah zu, the root of the shchitas haPesach and the root of mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim is kidei she yizkru hayuhudim laolam. The Jews should remember forever. Hanisim hagadolim, the great miracles, sha'asah lahem Hashem b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So speaking about something helps make it more real. When you darshan a vort, a dvar Torah, a recipe, chemistry study, whatever you're studying, when you speak it out loud, that's why when you've ever seen people studying, or when I used to study for exams, I'd say, why do we say it aloud? Who are you talking to? It helps implant more clearly the zechira. So in this case, Mishar shei mitzvah du kidei she yizkru hayuhudim la'olam. The Jews should remember forever the great miracles that Hashem did at the time of the Exodus from Egypt. The ein min hatama, and you should not wonder, im ba lanu mitzvah rabbos azeh, why are there so many mitzvahs regarding the Karban Pesach and Leil HaSeder, mitzvahs ase, mitzvahs los ase? We have so many mitzvahs of what we should do, so many mitzvahs. You can't leave the Karban Pesach over till the morning. You can't eat it boiled. That applies today. How? So Rabbi Shai Shechter told me, I think it was 2 years ago, when I was discussing or asking him, I should say, how to prepare the meats for Leil HaSeder. So he said, you shouldn't even have fried. Like, I was never aware of that till 2 years ago. Rabbi Shechter told me, you shouldn't have fried, like, fried schnitzel. Because I remember saying, can I make pan-seared chicken cutlets? So he said, no. Again, ask your own rabbi. I'm just telling you what my psak was. You should not have even pan-seared or fried chicken or meat. The Karban Pesach could have been prepared in this way, fried. So you can't eat it. You can't eat chopped liver off the Seder because it's totally roasted over fire. Why are there so many mitzvahs? Even today, even though we don't have the Karban Pesach, there are so many mitzvahs about Leil HaSeder, mitzvahs ase, mitzvahs lo sate. Do not wonder, says the Chinuch, why we have such a plethora of mitzvahs. Ki hu yasod gadol v'amud chazak b'toroteinu u'be'emunateinu. Because the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't wonder why there's so many mitzvahs, and I have to talk so much, do this, don't do that, hu yesod gadol. This is under the mitzvah, again, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah Chof Aleph. It is a great foundation, v'amud chazak, and a strong pillar in our Torah, in our emunah, v'al kein, and therefore, anu omrim le'olam, b'bir choseinu, u'v'sifiloseinu zecher, li'yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we have so many references in our tefillah. Shchana Wasserman just mentioned tefillah. We sing the Az Yashir every day. Az Yashir Shvi Shal Pesach. Az Yashir is one of the miracles of Pesach. Before Birkas, before the Shemona Esrei, we talk about the Geula. And that is why Al Kain, because it is such a yesod, a strong foundation, and an Amud Chazak, a strong pillar in our Torah and in our Amuna. And therefore, Al Kain, and therefore, Anu Omrim La'olam B'Birchoseinu, we speak about so much in our Brachos, U'B'Tfilaseinu, and in our prayers, Zecho L'Tziyat Mitzrayim. In Kiddush, we talk about Mitzrayim, we're always talking about Egypt. Why? Because it's such a strong foundation in our religion and in our amuna. Because it is for us a sign and a wonder. I just want to finish this paragraph. The reason I want to finish only this paragraph is because after the Chinuch goes through the details of Leil HaSeder and the order under mitzvah Sipur Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, he goes through when you wash, when you make kiddush. It is interesting to learn through, by the way, because it's a little bit different than what we do today, 700 years ago, okay? A lot is very, very similar. Some of it's a little bit different, but for purposes of our class, in terms of what my real focus today was, the fact that tonight, unlike the whole rest of the year, when I say tonight, I mean Le'al Tes Rav, we davka have a mitzvah to speak. So the Dinei HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of Sipur Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, and Le'al Seder, the rest of the chinuch is not relevant to our class anyway. So I know what time it is. I just want a couple minutes, please, to finish this paragraph here of the chinuch. Lefi shehu lanu os u'malfeis gamer b'chidush ha'olam. Why is it so important? It is a sign and a complete wonder in terms of God's ability to renew the world. V'chi yesh eloka kadmon chafetz v'yachal. And it reminds us there is a God from the beginning of time who desires and wills po el kol hanimtzos. He acts and he brings into reality all creations. Po el kol hanimtzos. He is the one who works and brings into reality everything that is found here. U'biyado lishono sam. And in his hands is the ability to change whatever he wants. That's what Mitzrayim reminds us. Hashem can change whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Galus could seem terrible. The COVID pandemic, you know, we've adjusted. And we need to adjust. And Hashem wants us to live by adjusting. But it's a very difficult time. And it continues to be for many an extremely difficult time. And God at his will can change Teva. And this is what Mitzrayim reminds us, and that's why we should speak about it. It's misover the heart. When Hashem wants, when he desires, at any time, from any time, like he did in Egypt, he could totally shashana tive ha'olam b'shvileinu. In Egypt, he changed the natural order of the world. He made water into blood. He made dust into lice. We made fire and water together in hail. He changed Teva for us, and he could do the same thing, whatever he wants. And that's why speaking so much about all Le'al Yitziyat Mitzrayim, about the Shibur and the enslavement, Va'avadun V'inu Osam Arba Me'o Shana, speak about that also in Magid. It's a quote from the Brisbane Hapsarim Perek Tesvav. You speak about the Avdus and the Inui, and you speak about the great revelation and the Makos and the great Yitziyah, and it reminds us that Hashem is in control of the whole world. And he could change nature whenever he wants. V'asa lanu osos michudashim gedolim v'asumim. And he made such great signs, new signs, great signs, strong signs. Halo zem mishatek kol kofer b'chidush ha'olam. Does this not silence anyone who denies that God exists? The Le'al Yitziyat Mitzrayim and the Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And being marbel esaper, talking about how much Hashem did for us, should silence anyone who is a kofer, who does not believe in Chiddush HaOlam, that God has the ability to renew the world. U'mekayim ha'amuna b'yediyas Hashem Yisbarach. And all of this talking, we went through passages in the Haggadah, a number of psukim in Perek Yud Gimel, Parshas Bo. We went through the Rambam, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, Mitzvah Aseh, Sefer Mitzvos. We went through the Chinuch Mitzvah Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim, and it is clear Sipur to tell about Yitziyat Mitzrayim. V'hi gadata lebincha lahodos lahala lefar leromim. Don't count your words on this night. Count your words for negative. But when it comes to positive, to being osek in these mitzvos, what if you're by yourself? Talk. What if you don't have a son and you're with neighbors? Talk. What if your son doesn't ask you? Do you have an obligation to tell him? Yes, apsachlo. It is all mekayim ha'amuna b'yediyas Hashem Yisbarach. All this will bring us to uphold our faith in the knowledge of God, v'chi hashkacha so, and it reminds us of Hashem's hashkacha. You know, Shabbos, Friday was so beautiful. So the kids were playing, my son was playing basketball. So he asked me to move the car out of the driveway. So I put the minivan blocking the driveway. And usually I don't like to leave it there over Shabbos. We have room for one car in our driveway. I like the car to be in the driveway. It's a narrow road. And for some reason, I did not tell my husband, I usually always say before Shabbos, if the cars are on the road, we have three cars, can I know? And I'll say, because we have an adult son who drives. So I say, move the car into the driveway. And Mamash, I didn't say anything. This Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos morning, when I came down, my husband said he went to Hashkama Binyan, so he was home very early. So I came down and he said, look at the huge stick or twig or branch that fell on the driveway. He said, it's good the car wasn't in the driveway. It was a huge, from one of the trees over the house, a huge heavy stick. Had the van been in the driveway, one of the cars, it would have caused a lot of damage to the car. So my daughter says, the Tzach Hashkacha. So talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim helps us remember that Hashem is not only Mashgiach in Egypt, and he's not only Mashgiach in the big things in life. Hashkacha pratit. Hashkacha pratit means there's Hashkacha for every detail of your life. And that's what's speaking, because it's Misorah Halev, V'chi Hashkacha so, V'yecholto, B'klalim, U'B'pratim kulam. Hashem is Mashgiach upon us. He watches. And he has the ability, when matters pratim, kulam, B'klalim, with the general matters, U'B'pratim, and with the maimut matters, kulam. So, this is the mitzvah. When we sit down, Be'ezrat Hashem, on this night, and you come up to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim, remember what the purpose is. One second. Remember what the purpose is. Remember that it's to instill this knowledge in your children, in your neighbors, in yourself, in your own heart. V'chol hamar b'lesaper hareza mishubach. So contrary to the whole rest of the year, when we're supposed to do our best to keep that tongue behind the teeth, and then behind the lips, and to put your earlobes into your ears when you hear Lashon Hara, on this night, open your mouth. On this night, open your ears. Da'avan Hashem should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be misorer our lave through these words, to understand and appreciate with full emunah the hashkacha of Hashem and all aspects of our lives. Be'ezras Hashem, if we can properly come to this elevated state of emunah, b'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asidin liga'al. I wish you all very meaningful and uplifting. We thank Alyssa very, very much and our family for the zchus of sharing this Torah together. It should be a zchus refuah shleima for Zev Wolf ben Chaya Sara. I wish you a chag kasher v'sameach. And the Ezrat Hashem, the next year is not the Monday morning immediately after Pesach, Alyssa, right? The Monday morning after. I think it's April 12th, okay? Yom Tov and Sunday night in Chutz Arts. It's not Monday morning. It's a week after. Have a wonderful Yantav, everybody. Thank you so much. B'soros Tovos. Thank you.